Kroger Tender Ray Beef, no other beef so fresh can be so tender, presents Hearts in Harmony, transcribed. Tell me something, ladies. Have you remembered to place Kroger quality beef at the very top of today's shopping list? Well, don't forget it, because Kroger quality beef is a perfect main dish for vigorous appetites these winter days. Yes, you'll very definitely want to treat your family to a delicious Kroger quality beef steak or roast. And what a grand treat it'll be. Kroger quality beef is tasty and tender and brimming with flavorful rich juices. And you get all that wonderful goodness because Kroger quality beef is carefully selected from the very best beef available on the market today. Another thing, Kroger quality beef is priced for downright economy. It's a thrifty buy, a tasty buy. And you'll want to take advantage of it just as soon as you can. So don't delay. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef. Remember, it's an exclusive Kroger feature. The only place you can buy Kroger quality beef is at your Kroger store. And don't forget this. Kroger quality beef is the very best beef available on the market today. Be sure to get some soon as you can. And now, Hearts in Harmony. Yesterday, Freddie Lang went to see Mr. Norris at the bank just to give him a piece of his mind for not granting the loan to Paul Williams. Impressed with Freddie's spirit, Norris surprised Freddie by saying the loan may yet be granted. So today, Freddie and Mr. Williams are busy at work on the farm.
Wow, this wood is tough, Mr. Williams. What am I sawing here, wood or is it steel?
Just wood, Freddie. Here, you're not holding the saw the right way. Let me show you.
Yeah, man.
What? You first want to brace your knee against the board like this.
Yeah?
Then push down on the saw in even strokes like this.
Well, look at the way that saw cuts through that wood. Hey, you must be going through a soft spot.
No, son, it's all in knowing how. It's the right way and a wrong way of doing everything, you know. Here, I'll finish this and we'll get that new partition up.
Okay. Hey, what busted?
Nothing serious, Freddy. I'm just not as good a carpenter as I pretend to be. I let the edge of the board break off instead of sawing through slowly and cutting it clean. But it'll do as it is. Let's go in the barn.
Yeah, okay. Oh, no, wait. I'll carry the boards.
Oh, you take some, I'll take some.
Okay. Hey, this stuff is awful heavy.
A little green, I'm afraid. It's all they had at the lumber yard.
Hey, Mr. Williams, how'd you get all this stuff with no dough?
Well, the man at the lumber yard called the bank, found out I was good for it.
You mean they kicked through with the loan already?
Mr. Norris sent me a message this morning that the loan's going to be granted. Oh. So there's nothing official on it yet.
Hey, what's the idea, though? Why didn't you tell me?
Oh, I thought you knew.
Well, how would I know?
Well, the message said he was letting you know, too. I thought that's what you were grinning about when I got here just now.
No, I was just grinning for the heck of it. Maybe because you were grinning, too. Here, wait, I'll open the door.
Hang on, Freddy, you're going to drop those boards.
Well, grab up some of them, will you?
Oh, there.
Hey, get me up from
Freddy.
Under this cut-up forest, will you?
Are you hurt?
No, I'm all right, but get the sticks off me,
right.
Will you? They got me. I can't move my arms.
Well, just a minute, Freddy. I'm getting them off you as fast as I can. There, now can you get up?
Yeah, thanks.
Freddy. You can get up, can't you?
Yeah, sure. Don't think that bunch of twigs that hurt me, do you?
Well, you fell in such a peculiar way, though, Freddy. I thought maybe you'd been hurt.
No, I just twisted up a little. There. I think I cracked my skull against that door, though.
Hurt?
No, but that cinches it, Mr. Williams. We gotta have a new door.
Well, here, let's drag the board into the barn from here.
Yeah, I guess that'll be a little safer, won't it? Hey,
yep.
What do you want all these things, Mr. Williams?
Right over there, Freddie, where that partition's knocked out.
Yeah, I can see where you...
Good night. Freddie, what's the matter now? Huh?
Nothing, but the part of the partition you didn't knock out with that hammer, I just tried to knock it out with my head.
Well, look, you'd better sit down.
No, I'll just look where I'm going from now on. I guess I have to learn this job the hard way. The hard-headed way.
You're all right?
Yeah, sure. You know, there never was no feeling in my head anyhow. And even if there was, I Guess I wouldn't care how I got bumped around today.
Yeah, I know what you mean.
You're feeling pretty great, too, ain't you?
Don't you think I should, Freddy? We're going to get that loan from the bank. Money's as good as in our hands right now.
Yeah, I still want to see it, though.
You will soon enough. Monday, perhaps. I'm certainly grateful to you, Freddy.
Me? What for? I ain't done nothing.
Well, you've done everything, son. You managed to get the loan.
Yeah? I'm also the reason you didn't get it a long time ago.
Oh, that was all because of an unfortunate misunderstanding. The bank didn't know you, didn't know the kind of person you really are.
Maybe they still don't know.
Well, everyone who knows you knows what a fine boy you are, Freddy. Nora and I think a great deal of you, you know that.
What say we get this petition up, huh?
Well, in just a minute, son. I want to talk to you about something for just a minute.
Yeah, sure.
Freddy, outside of the opportunity this idea of yours has given me, my daughter Nora is the only thing in the world that means anything to me.
Well, sure. Nora's a great kid.
Oh, I think she's wonderful, Freddy, but I wonder if you, if you know what she thinks of you.
Well, she thinks I'm okay, I guess.
Freddy, she may think a great deal more of you than you think.
Yeah? Well, don't worry about it, Mr. Williams.
What do you mean, don't worry?
Well, she's just a kid
no,
to me,
son,
and
she's
I...
she's not just a kid. She's 17, nearly 18, I think, and she may be very serious about you. I don't know, she hasn't said.
Oh, I think you're just getting into a fuzz about nothing.
Oh, I'm not upset about what she thinks of you, Freddy. I highly approve. There's just one thing I wish you'd do for me.
Well, sure. What is it?
Freddy, if she's serious about you and you do find out about it and you aren't serious about her, cut her off quickly, no matter how much you think it hurts her.
Oh, well, I don't know. That sounds kind of dirty to me.
No, it isn't, Freddy. A little hurt right now will be pleasant compared to a greater hurt later. That is, if you'd, encourage her now and then have to tell her the truth sometime later.
Oh, I get it now. Well, let me tell you something, Mr. Williams. You ain't never going to have to worry about how I'll treat the kid. And I savvy she ain't really no kid, neither. But just about the swellest dame that I ever met outside of Gibbsy.
Well, I'm glad you think so much of her, Freddy.
I'd be nuts if I didn't. But don't you worry now, Mr. Williams. If Nora ever figures that I'm the guy for her, well, nobody's ever going to have to sell me a bill of goods to show me that she's the dame for me. But, well, I guess that's got about as much chance of happening as I got about being president.
Nora? Oh, I'm in here, Miss Gibbs, in the living room.
What are you doing?
Sewing. The baby's asleep.
Yes, I saw. I was just up in the nursery.
What are you working on?
Oh, some things of yours that need mending, Miss Gibbs.
Oh, Nora, you don't have to bother with my things. I can do them.
Oh, I won't hurt them, Miss Gibbs.
Oh, I know you won't. In fact, you'll probably do a better job on them than I will. But look, I don't want you working every minute. When you have some free time, relax.
Oh, crickets, I relax when I sew. Sewing is just super fun.
Well, if you enjoy it, all right. Oh, can you get dinner without me tonight?
Oh, golly, yes, Miss Gibbs. You going to be out until late?
Oh, until about 6 or a little after. I have several appointments for job this afternoon.
Oh, I do hope you get one.
So do I, Nora. I'm almost to the point where I positively need one.
What kind of a job do you think you'll get?
Golly, I don't know. One I'm going to see about is a secretarial position. And then I'm going to an agency, if I don't get the secretarial job. Frankly, I don't expect to get it.
Well, crickets, why not?
Oh, it's in a business I don't know anything about. And the job is really a sort of assistance position.
Oh.
So I'll probably end up with just another day of nothing but prospects. But prospects are better than nothing, I think.
Oh, yes. And you'll find a just super job. I know it.
I hope you're right, Nora. Oh, Freddie went out to the farm this morning, didn't he?
Oh, yes, right after breakfast. Oh, wasn't it wonderful the way he made Mr. Norris give Daddy the loan?
Wasn't a question of making Mr. Norris do anything, Nora. It was just that when Mr. Norris saw Freddie and listened to what Freddie had to say, he saw how Freddie had changed since the days of his difficulties with the police.
Oh. I wonder exactly what Freddie said.
Well, all of it wasn't for feminine ears, I understand. Mr. Norris told me about it on the phone last night. It seems that Freddie said that he wishes he'd gone to jail now that he'd met people like Mr. Norris.
He said that to Mr. Norris, and Mr. Norris gave him the money?
Well, it's really not as bad as it seems, Nora, when you understand what Freddie meant. And fortunately, Mr. Norris did understand.
Oh, I wish I were Mr. Norris then.
It's really very simple, Nora. Freddie meant that in prison, he wouldn't be looked down upon for a mistake on his part, because all the men he came in contact with would be men who made mistakes, too.
Oh.
But here, according to Freddie, Freddie had to compete with people with unblemished records. And he didn't think the competition was quite fair.
Oh, crickets, Miss Gibbs. Freddie can think of wonderful things to say. Sometimes can't he?
Oh, Freddie isn't anybody's fool, as you undoubtedly know.
I think he's just super.
Well, you keep on thinking that, Nora, because in many ways he is.
Isn't he super in all ways?
No, Nora, but that's no terrible criticism. None of us are perfect. Well, let's see what time it is. I guess I'd better be getting into the village. Nora?
Mm-hmm?
You're sure you can handle dinner alone tonight?
Oh, sure. Oh, do you know maybe about what time you'll be home?
Well, I guess sometime about 6:30 or so.
Uh-huh.
If it's going to be later, I'll phone you, though.
All right. Well, goodbye.
Bye, Nora. And kiss Valerie for me when she wakes up, will you?
Oh, sure I will, Miss Gibbs. Bye. Oh, just a minute, Miss Gibbs. It might be for you.
All right.
Hello? Well, who's calling, please? Who? Oh, well, just a minute. I'll see. Miss Gibbs?
Who was it, Nora?
I don't know, Miss Gibbs. It's somebody I've never heard of before.
Well, look, take the message. I'll call back later.
All right, Miss Gibbs. Hello? Miss Gibbs is busy right now. Can she call you back? Oh, yes. Mm-hmm. Mrs. Carrie Crumpton, yes. 6-2-8. All right, thank you. Goodbye.
Carrie Crumpton? She wants to talk to me?
And that's what she said. Do you know her, Miss Gibbs?
Well, no. No one in this town really does know her. I know of her.
Well, she sounds just awful. Who is she, Miss Gibbs?
Oh, she's a very wealthy woman, I understand, Nora, with two big homes and a lot of poor, frightened servants. At least those are the stories I hear.
Well, you don't want to talk to anyone who's so rude, do you, Miss Gibbs?
Well, I don't suppose that there can be any harm in it. Frankly, I think she must have the wrong number or have me mixed up with somebody else. There's no reason in the world why Carrie Carlton would want to speak to me. Well, if this call really is for me, I'm going to be amazed.
Why is Carrie Carlton calling Penny Gibbs? Does Penny know that Carrie is a friend of Madeline Dodge who has done so much hurt to Penny? What will happen when Penny picks up the phone and talks to the mysterious Carrie Carlton? Be sure to listen to the next dramatic episode of Hearts in Harmony. Say, Mother, don't wrinkle your forehead like that. Why, it's easy to choose a main dish for tonight everyone will enjoy. Serve beef, Kroger quality beef, and you'll find your evening meal has plenty of eye appeal and taste appeal for that family of yours. It's delicious, it's tender, it's juicy. And it's bound to be a wonderful treat for you and your family. Watch how delighted your folks are when they see what's on the menu, for beef is almost everybody's favorite meat. Yes, lady, you can forget your what-to-have-for-dinner blues and serve your family's favorite cut of Kroger quality beef. Visit your Kroger store and get Kroger quality beef the way you like it best. And remember this, Kroger quality beef is the best beef you can get right now. Buy Kroger quality beef with confidence at your neighborhood Kroger store. Now, your local announcer.